definitely check it out. Really whimsical, making fun of the form, jumping here and there, kind of like a dissonant and atonal in parts, but still fundamentally impressionist. But speaking of impressionism, this one here, Gymnopède by Tapir. That track again right there, Gymnopède by Tapir. Just got to confirm, they're actually a band out of London. And I also confirmed The Epic by Kamasi Washington, also 3 hours, so 2 hours 53 minutes. I'm rounding up. 7 minutes maybe, you got to do a bathroom break or something in the middle there. Don't want to bring your headphones in. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you listen on big speakers. Next track here, actually kind of a recent track that just came out, that just came out 2 weeks ago by somebody that I actually knew in high school. So I found out about this album by just following them on Instagram, and slowly over time, they started getting into music production. I always like to keep tabs on my friends who do that, just to like see what they're making. You know, I really appreciate when people are true to themselves and their artistic vision. But anyway, they put together this album. My one friend, Roberto, he goes by the artist name Roberto, and his partner in crime on this album, Tico, they put together this album, We'll Stay in Touch. I saw it kind of developing on Instagram, so it was really, really cool to see these little snippets come out. And then the album finally came out about 2 weeks ago, like I said, and I listened through it. And I'm going to play you probably my favorite track here from it. It's called Ladrona. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did.
Titico, Roberto. Que tú amas, ah, ah, que tú amas, ah, ah, que tú amas. Baby, dime que sí, baby, dime que sí, que me amas. Dígame, te lo tengo amor en mi pecho, pero sin querer. Me dijiste no quiero amor, pero quiero aprender. Tú tienes, me tienes loco, 100% te ves bien rica, mi princesa. Y me muero sin ti, me muero sin tu presencia. Baby, te re bien, baby, pásame tu sed. Pregunta si tengo novia, yo no tengo mujer. Pregunta, ¿tienes amiga? ¿Estás feliz el otro? Baby, trae otra más y lo pasamos más luma. Exquisito en el hotel, exquisito en el hotel, exquisito en el hotel. Y lo pasamos bien. Dígame, te lo tengo amor de mi pecho, pero sin querer. Me dijiste no quiero amor, pero quiero aprender. Aprender a mover, a metértelo bien, hasta el amanecer. Dígame, te lo tengo amor de mi pecho, pero sin querer. Pensando, nunca me van a ver desesperado, ya es demasiado, lo siento, si me odias quieres matarme, ya casi logrado, un tiempo sin mí lo he realizado, cariño pa' ti ya no obligado, ya es demasiado. Mañana tú no puedes agarrarte bien, todo va por si bebe un poco más, pero pórtate bien y todo tomas un rayito más. Eres dulce como miel y la mujer es bonita, nunca caminando fiel. Y me llaman hasta el punto que la quito de mi cel. Y me cree tan osuna hasta que ya te boté. Dígame, te lo tengo amor de mi pecho, pero sin querer. Sin querer. Me dijiste no quiero amar, pero quiero aprender.
Again, that track right there, Ladrona by Roberto and Tico. Fantastic song. Great album, about 27 minutes, perfect length for me. I got a bit of stuff to say actually about this album. It's kind of a cool story about like connecting the world, I guess. So because I'm friends with Roberto, been keeping tabs on, I've been talking with him a bit, and I was actually talking to him today. I'm like, so is Tico local as well? Because Roberto, obviously Vancouver, went to high school here with me. And he said, no, actually, they met on Twitter, which is crazy to me that you can get these two people just chatting online from super far distances. Apparently they've never even met each other, and yet they can make like such great music from a distance. I believe Tico is originally Toronto, but is now down in Miami. Hope he's having a great time down there. Gonna be switching it up for you, playing this next song here. It's called Caldera by an artist, Huron John. What really caught me on this one was I saw the cover art on our playlist, and then I checked the album title, which was even crazier. The album that this track that I'm gonna play for you, the track is called Caldera. The album is called Indigo Jack and the New World Border, and this cover art, I don't know what it was, it just caught my eye. It's like a little hand-painted, like, yellow brick road leading up a mountain. I liked it, so I just clicked on it, and you know what? The music surprised me. I thought it was going to be more folky, but, oh, it's some groovy pop, and I'm going to play it here for you. Again, Caldera by Huron John. That track again right there, Huron John, the track Caldera. Hope you liked it. Some fantastic pop music there. Never heard of him, but apparently this is his third album. The album again, Indigo Jack and the New World Border. Just so funny. I guess like I can see the like New World Order play on here, but the New World Border just gets me. Yeah, he's actually born from Chicago, but based in Nashville, so very interesting. Maybe there's some other Nashville influences on that album, but you know, I got a few tracks left, and I haven't heard too much. So, doing his own thing down there. Next track I'm going to play for you, another Vancouver-based artist here. He goes by the name Free Play Angel. Played a bunch of his tracks before. I think I played every single one of his singles. Just released a new single not too long ago. Released on Bandcamp on May 3rd, but I believe it released everywhere else about like a week earlier. It goes by the name Your Charm. Just can't get it out of my head. These drums are so crisp. But I know enough of me. Here's the track. track again right there, Your Charm by Free Play Angel, Vancouver-based artist, fantastic. I think that's the, let me make sure, fourth single, my bad. So I hope there's an album on the way. You know what, maybe I'll try and find out. You can catch them playing, they're going to be playing some shows, I believe, at Verboten, May 9th to May 12th. It's like a Dark Wave Festival. And then I believe they're on the lineup for Music Waste, June 6th to 9th. Definitely go check those out. It's a ton of fantastic bands playing. Also some bands with some great names here, like shouts out Two Girls, One Daw, great name, just so funny to me. Gonna be playing now, switching it up, gonna be playing two Canadian artists. The first one here is actually somebody we have coming into the studio today, into the station, and we're gonna do a little recording for them, so it's gonna be fantastic. So I'm gonna shout them out here. Respectful Child, this is just one of the shorter tracks. Most of their tracks are pretty ambient. It's like violin and electronic. This one here, Assignment, probably one of the most accessible in my opinion, but it's a little short, so I'm gonna follow it up right away with some Grimes. Gonna be playing some Guide Eye Primes. I think it's fitting. Still haven't seen Dune 2. Kind of like me trying to force myself to go see Dune 2 by playing like a Dune concept album, or at least finding some way to watch it online, if you know what I mean. But anyway, here you go. This one here, Assignment by Respectful Child.
Is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, Canadian indie rock sensation Ecstasy, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Faux, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, trailblazing Argentine singer-songwriter Juanita Molina, and many, many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Yeah, definitely check that out. I'm thinking about going right now. mostly because of one band that didn't get mentioned there, going to be playing it. This song actually happened to come on an album of the week, partially my doing, because I heard they were coming. I forced me and my friend to do it as an album of the, I guess, album of the day, but I'm playing it here as a track of the week. This one here by the band Soul Glow, who I so desperately want to see. Very hard to play their music on here, very vulgar stuff generally, but this one here, non-explicit. It goes by the name Thumbsucker, and it's off their 2021 album Diaspora Problems. Told you I was going to play some punk. That right there, Soul Glow, Thumbsucker. Definitely listen to that album, Diaspora Problems. I think it's like a 9.5 out of 10. Nearly a 10 out of 10. I just re-listened to it. So I guess, yeah, stays at a 9.5. There's just like one or two moments of slowdown, but love it. There's actually some tracks that are more like almost hip-hop influence, like Drippinomics. Love it. I guess it's not even hip-hop influence. It's just like a trap track or like a 2015, 2016 SoundCloud track, you know, with those big booming 808s. Anyway... time's almost up. Sorry for being late today, but I hope you enjoyed that Yusuf Lateef to start. Going to be playing, I think I have time for about one more track, and it's going to be a track from a band that I love, but I haven't listened to in a long time. They are a Olympia, Washington band, I believe, so just down south from us in America. They go by the name Sleater-Kinney. Fantastic band. I'm a huge fan of their 1997 record, Dig Me Out, which I was going to play a bit of today, but... not sure if there's enough time, so instead I'm going to play one of their new songs for you. It's actually the second single off their brand new album, Little Rope. It goes by the name Say It Like You Mean It, but obviously before I tune out, make sure to stay tuned after me to catch Typically Tuesdays. I know I'm going to be staying tuned, got my headphones on when I'm working. Outside of that, you know, I hope that you enjoyed this show. I hope that every time I tell you about a concert, you at least think about going. Maybe not get the tickets. I know they're expensive, but I just love to support local music and people that are coming in, and just like music as a live art form, because it's great hearing me on here and hearing the studio quality, but there's something about seeing it live. But anyway, till next week, this was episode 30. This is Daniel signing off. Last track, Say It Like You Mean It, Sleater-Kinney.